When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll
is called up yonder.
On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder,
from the dawn till setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? We have now entered into a kind of a time where people are wondering what's going to happen next. I do understand what the end result of this one is, but what's going to happen next is going to be very interesting. are going to see things being revealed that people have never even dreamed about. The deep state is going to be exposed. The power of the Holy Spirit will reveal Christianity and preachers. Things are going to come to an incredible climax where the power of God will move. I want to give a warning to those who are for Joe Biden and against Trump. On the first day of his so-called inauguration, let me correct that, his so-called inauguration, he signed executive orders on, and it was a so-called executive order, he signed that the abortion clinics all over the world will be open, and Planned Parenthood will be funded with taxpayers' money. Yes, here in Canada, we're paying the same thing. But there it was on hold when Trump was involved. But for those of you who voted against Trump, whether you voted for Biden or just didn't vote because you figured you weren't going to vote for Trump, well, these executive orders he put out, they're on you if you voted for Biden. You agree with him to slaughter millions of babies. And you will have to give an account before God for this. And for those of you who have friends here in Canada who are in sympathy with Joe Biden, who are against Trump, you need to tell them about this. If they love the Lord and don't have the discerning spirit of understanding what these people are about, then they need to sharpen their ears and hear the voice of God, because God is going to bring it to a point where he'll prove who you are and what those people are. So if you're against Trump, you basically own the abortion clinics. You are the one that is at fault for them being open. You're the one that put your vote for abortion, for killing babies, for homosexuality, for all the transgender stuff that's going on. You own it because you didn't care or you voted for Joe Biden. That's how serious this is. If you don't care, then you need a relationship with God where he's going to get your attention. You're not here on earth to say, whatever happens is the will of God. If God sees it's your will, and most of the people's will, that Joe Biden is going to be president, and that's what's going to happen. But by the grace of God, most of America and many in Canada want that person out of there. And God heard the voice and the prayers of the saints, and he is going to make sure that Mr. Biden is going to somehow end up in prison or in some mental hospital. And we, the church, are going to be victorious. Because this one world government that has tried to come in under the guise of the Democrats, the Chinese are ready to take over, they're going to be pushed back. Because it's not God's timing for a one world government. They're going to be annihilated. Many of those people, God is going to take care of them. And we, the church, are going to be victorious. We'll push it back, because the one holding back will hold back until he is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the brightness of his coming. So here's something that I want to share with you today. This is a wake-up call to the church and to the people who are not the church. We saw with the masks. We saw with the laws, rules, and regulations that they put out. People are just like sheep. if they do not get a wake-up call from God in the next, let's say, 10 years or something, they're going to fall in line with the Antichrist just like they did with the mask mandate. There are those who knew. There are those who stood strong. There are those who would go and protest. But then there are those who said, we got to follow what the law says. We got to follow what the government tells us to do. Well, one of these days, you will fall in line with what the government will say, and he'll tell you to take a mark, the mark of the beast, which some call 666, and if you do that, then your doom is sealed for the rest of eternity. You're going to spend your eternity in the eternal lake of fire. This is what the Bible says. If God would have said those who take masks, they're doomed. If he would have said that, there's coming a time when people will have to take masks. If he would have said that, then we're doomed. How many, as you saw it, would have taken masks? I know I wouldn't have, because I would have known what it would spell. So next time, it's going to be for sure. This is a dry run. Make sure you know where you stand with God when the perilous times shall come. So today I want to teach on what it'll be like during the tribulation here on this earth. It's not going to be pretty. And if you're one of those people who are going to end up there, here is what you can expect. But if you belong to God, you will miss it. You will not be here. You'll be taken into the ark. You'll be taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You'll be taken from this planet where you'll spend your eternity with God. But how will it be during that time? I found some interesting scriptures in the book of Isaiah, and you need to read them. Read that whole chapter, and you'll find out how horrifying the judgments of God are. So before we get into this message, let's ask the Lord for blessing. Lord God, you will anoint and bless this message. For Lord, there are many people who are listening all over the world, not only to our message here, but to many who are preaching the gospel. Lord, you will open people's hearts and eyes and ears to the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace that we have here to preach this so that people can understand. I ask that you will open their hearts and bless them with revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 24, in verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste and turns it upside down. For those of you who are flat earthers, this is just a matter of speech. The earth is upside down all the time. It's up and it's down. We are held in there by gravity. It's round. It's like a ball. But there are people out there who believe, even Christians, it's a flat earth. Guys, use your common sense. God give them to you and wants you to use them. He says he will scatter abroad the inhabitants of thereof, and that shall be with the people. Now listen to this. So if the priest as with the servant, so if his master as with the maid, so with her mistress as with the buyer, so with the seller. Boy, I'm reading this wrong. I'll try again. It shall be with the people, so with the priest as with the servant. No, okay. As with the servant, so with his master. As with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury. What that means, there's not going to be anybody who's going to have any special place in that time. They're all going to be under the same curse. They're all going to get the same medicine. What do I mean by the same medicine? In Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 3, it tells us, "The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word." That means it's going to happen for sure. "The earth mourned and faded away. The world languished." That means it's going, it's slowly depreciating. It's slowly, there's less and less and less. "And it faded away. The haughty people of the earth do languish." They're going to get weaker. It's going to be where they will look ahead and they will become demoralized. There's not going to be any purpose. There's not going to be any hope. Why is that? Because during the time of the tribulation, God is going to pour out his wrath upon this planet. First of all, the oceans will turn to blood. The trees will dry up. The grass will dry up. The rivers and lakes will turn to poison. The animals, I read this week, the animals will turn against the human beings and kill many of them. There's going to be horrible pestilences. People will die by disease by the millions. There's going to be wars. Just because it's going to be a one-world government doesn't mean there's not going to be any wars. They will start fighting one another and start annihilating one another. When you do the studies, two-thirds of this world's planet, population will be exterminated within a very, very short time. So it's a place and a time where you do not want to be. So I'm urging you, turn to Christ, for he's the only one. The blood of Jesus is the only one where you will find safety. It's not in Texas. It's not on the moon even. It's not anywhere. It's in Christ where you will find safety, just like Noah found safety in the ark, just like Lot had to be evacuated from Sodom and Gomorrah. There was no safety in there. Everybody had to be removed. So God will have to remove us. So the earth will be defiled. Listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 5, look how the human beings operate. "The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has a curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left." There's going to be horrible heat waves. There's going to be darkness. Look at what it's saying, why this has happened. They changed the ordinances. They changed the everlasting covenant. They transgressed the laws. Look at homosexuality today. You're allowed to marry men with men. That's an abomination to God. Look how they changed the ordinances, the transgender people. Unbelievable. Young kids are being taught now. You will decide later on whether you're male or female. They're even starting to give them hormone shots at the age of 4 so that they can push them into that. The covenant is being broken between God and men. What are they doing? They're taking down the laws. You will not even be able to marry. The Bible teaches us this. They will forbid to marry. Why? Because it's so that there's going to be complete confusion during that terrible time. So God is warning. These are the things that are going to happen. And guess what? We're starting to see them now. Mr. Biden signed a executive order to start the transgender thing again. Trump had stopped it. Now men will be able to go into female washrooms. Usually the female doesn't go into a men's washroom because she has more brains than that. She knows what's going to happen. But a man, in many cases, they're pedophiles when they do that. And that's exactly what they want. They are so degraded in their mind. It's not that they think they're female. They just want to take advantage of the situation. And many of them are so deluded in their brain, they don't know who they are and what they are. If you will check out on your passport, they give you a choice. You don't have to put male or female there. You just put an X. So it's already starting. We're already there. It's not maybe if or but. We're starting to see it. The curse is starting to devour the earth. But God will push it back for a short season so that the powerful Holy Spirit move can break out. Because if people do not know about Jesus, when the tribulation comes, they will fall for it like they fell for the masks. It's very easy for me to understand. They will be just like sheep to the slaughter. But God will do something. He will open people's hearts and minds and ears and eyes, and they will see the wrong. And many will resist during the tribulation because the Bible teaches us that. But many also will turn to Christ and escape that awful hour. In Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 19, it tells us, "The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. It shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again." That's the world system, what you see now. One of these days, all that shall be put down and will never rise again. And when it does, it will be dealt swiftly with. So God is warning us of those things. He left us a blueprint. The Bible is a book that tells you the future. You can basically see how things are going to end if you dare to study it, if you dare to go into it. If people would only study the Word instead of all the other garbage they're studying. When they get into sports, they know all the uncles and aunts and kids of the players. But when you ask them a Bible question, they have no idea. I was listening to a preacher the other day. They took a survey of many young people who read the Bible. They had no idea what was going on in there. And then when you tell them they need to follow the principles of the Bible, they have absolutely no clue what the principles are. If a man and a woman come to church, they're not married, and they're living together, you tell them it's wrong in the eyes of God, they just mosey on to the next church that accepts them because they have no clue what the Bible teaches on marriage. God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. And you need to understand that. That's marriage between a man and a woman, not man and man. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's how it's going to stand. I don't care how many books are written, how many professors teach otherwise. They'll all go into the lake of fire just because they reject God's idea. God's plan will stand. Listen to this, Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 21. "It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones on high." That's going to be a day. That's at the end of the tribulation where he'll take the demonic realm, Satan and his cohorts, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and all those who are intermingled with them, the governments of the earth. He will take them together, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in a pit. That's going to be very interesting to watch. "And they shall be shut up in the prison." Listen to this. At the end of the tribulation, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they go into the lake of fire. They're the first ones there to taste that that awesome aroma of filth that's there. They're going to be the first ones to feel the heat of the eternal lake of fire. The rest will put into a pit until the end of the thousand-year reign. It says here, after many days they shall be visited. At the end of the thousand-year reign, they will be brought forth to judgment. And that's when their eternal doom is sealed. That's when they'll be judged and sent into the eternal lake of fire. That means that the devil, the Antichrist, all the cohorts, the demonic realm, they all end up in the same place, and all those who follow them. So I again urge you, turn to Christ. You don't want to be part of that crowd because they do not have a good ending. God loves you. He created you for himself, and he wants you back to himself. You came out from God, and he wants you back. And I'm telling you, if you dare sign your name behind the Lord, then you will live for eternity with God in heaven with Jesus. But here's the problem, Isaiah chapter 26 in verse 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will they not learn righteousness. In the land of upright will he deal unjustly. He will not behold the majesty of the Lord. God has shown America righteousness, holiness, incredible wealth. Here in Canada, the same thing. Yet they go on into wickedness more and more and more, not understanding that all the joy and the peace and all the good things they have come from God. They reject God and tell us we come from monkeys. What a bunch of idiots those people are. They're smart, but they're stupid because they have an agenda to try to lead people away from God. That's called the false prophets of today. So what is there? Is the rapture found in the Old Testament? I every time, now and then, I argue with people about the rapture. Oh, this can't mean that. This can't mean that. The church has to be purified somehow through testing. No, I've been purified through the blood of Jesus. Nothing else will make me as pure as I am. What Jesus did for me on the cross is perfection, purity, holiness. That's me. That's mine. God has given it to me. Now listen to what the Old Testament teaches us about the rapture. We all heard of the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Listen to this one. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19. The dead man shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust. Hallelujah. For the dew thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. The dead in Christ shall rise. They will rise because Jesus rose from the dead. So this is the rapture here in the Old Testament. The dead in Christ rising first. Then how about the rapture? It says, come, my people, right after that, after the dead rise from the dust. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, shut thy door behind thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Where are your chambers? It's in heaven. That's our heavenly home. He says, come, my people, enter into those chambers. Hide yourself. Hide yourself from what? I'll tell you in the next verse, from what? For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So, first of all, the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive are told to come into our habitation, shut the door behind us. Oh, you bet we will. And then we'll watch from the portals of glory as the Lord comes from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. That's the lot of them that turn to Jesus for salvation. If by any chance you don't know God, if you have just tuned into this program, God loves you, and he made a way of an escape for you. He came to seek that which is lost, and we were all lost once upon a time. But then God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. He took your sin and my sin upon himself. He took our blame on himself. And now he says, you are pardoned, you're set free, if you trust in me to take away your sin. For the Bible teaches us he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God loves you. He said, there's life and death. Choose life. And this is how you choose life, by turning to Jesus for your salvation. He paid for it, and he wants to pardon you. He extends his hand. Don't wait till you're on the other side. Then it can be too late for you. You need to do it today. Today is your day. Harden not your heart, for the Lord is willing that none perish. So let the Lord open your heart to these incredible truths and become a blessing to those around you and to yourself. Amen.